The night sky is putting on a show this month. A new comet is whizzing by the Earth, and it should be easily visible for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has more on how to see it.
The comet was spotted by a NASA satellite called NEOWISE. Amy Meinzer is the principal investigator in charge. She says the main job of NEOWISE is to hunt for things that might smash into Earth.
It's a mission that's orbiting the Earth, but it's looking out into space right now in an effort to characterize asteroids and comets that can come close to the Earth and be potential impactors.
Given the way 2020 has gone so far, what do you think the odds are that we're going to get killed by an asteroid or comet? Just lay it, tell it to me straight.
Let's put it this way. The odds in any given year are very, very, very tiny. That said, we're keeping our eyes peeled.
And that's how they found this new comet back in March. It came in from the outer solar system and passed really close to the sun. Now it's passing the Earth on its way back out.
This is a pretty big comet. This thing is 5 kilometers across. And just to put it into context, you know, a long time ago, about 65 million years ago, there was an asteroid or a comet that is thought to have caused the extinction of the dinosaurs. And that object is thought to have been about 5 to 10 kilometers across.
Again, you can cross this one off your worry list.
It's definitely not going to hit the Earth.
What it is doing is putting on quite a show for anyone who cares to see it.
It looks at first like a little fuzzy dot, and then you'll notice that it has this long streaky tail sticking off of it.
To find it, go outside just after dark and look to the northwest. It's below the Big Dipper, close to the horizon right now, but it will start to appear higher in the sky in coming days. Meinzer says she finds it comforting to look at.
You know, in spite of the really difficult times right now, it's really a reminder that we're part of a bigger universe, and there are some really wonderful and beautiful things in it.
Meinzer says she doesn't know exactly how long this comet will be visible, so go see it while you can. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.